Well, Paul, first thing to say is when we spoke after the first leg of the Cup semi-final, I think everybody was a bit shell-shocked, to be honest. But credit to you and the squad, you turned it around to a degree on Sunday.
No, absolutely. I was really delighted with the way the guys came back the following day. It showed a lot of character. You know, we could have gone down there and sort of thought, you know, this is beyond our reach and then not play at all and really embarrassed ourselves. But the whole team talk was around, you know, we're here, you know, we want to spoil their party a little bit if we can. And we want to win the game, whether it's by 1 point or 30 points. We're on Sky Sports TV. And, you know, to their credit, they came out and played very hard again on Sunday. And, you know, another good win.
Did you sense in the change room beforehand the lads were up for it and they got a point to prove to a degree?
Yeah, even before we left to go down there and, you know, the guys were in high spirits. And, you know, sometimes there's just things you can't control. And, you know, credit to Plymouth. They played very, very well on Saturday night. They shot the ball as well as they're going to shoot it this season. And they probably won't achieve that high level of performance again this year, and it was just their night. So it's a shame it had to be in that semi-final, but as I say, credit to the boys, we picked ourselves up and played well the next day.
You're going to be racking the miles up really, and this week you're down to Plymouth last Sunday and now trip to Newcastle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's going to be a first plays second. You know, I love playing against Newcastle. They're a very good team, and over the years they've proved to be, you know, the best team in the country, and it's no different this year. Another talented squad. They've got some continuity there, and you're always in for a battle up there. And it's much, the game is as played as much in the mind as it is on the court.
They're in the BBL Cup final. They're top of the league, so they are flying.
They are really flying. They haven't lost in about 8 or 9 games, but I think they're due one. And I think we've got the characters. I think we've got the mental toughness to go up and really give them a good game, you know, and if not win it.
Psychologically, that win at Plymouth last Sunday will have done you the power of good, really, because if you'd gone down there, and even if you lost narrowly down there, you'd have been going into this top-of-the-table clash off the back of 2 defeats, one of which, if we're being honest, was a very heavy defeat.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always, you know, I say to the players, you're only as good as your last game, and the last game we won, regardless of what Plymouth has to say, whatever, we won the game and we won it well. So we're going into the game having won our last game. We know we can play, we know we're tough, we know we've got good shooters, we know we've got people who can play good defence to try and hopefully snub out the Newcastle shooters. We've got a chance, we've really got a chance, we've just got to go up there and perform.
It's a tough old schedule though, isn't it, really? Plymouth on the Sunday, then a long trip to Newcastle, then you're back here on the Saturday night.
Yeah, it doesn't get any tougher, and the fact is, as you say, we play Plymouth, who's a top 4 team, and now we're playing Newcastle, who they're top of the league, haven't lost a game in 8-9 games. And then we come back home and we're playing Glasgow Rocks, who are third in the league. So, I mean, all great games. These are the games you kind of live for. You know, you work hard in practice and you put your strategies together and you prepare your players well. And these are the games you really want to play in. And, you know, because you know where you are in the big scheme of things. So a massive weekend for us. And, you know, we certainly have to come out with some points this weekend.
When you go to Newcastle, what's your approach as coach? Because obviously they're flying, as we said, they're a very good side. Do you focus in your Supreme match on them at all, or is it all about what the Wolves do?
No, we focus a little bit on what they do, but it's really more about what we do and making sure we do what we do well. And, you know, all the little things that we might not have done against Plymouth, for instance, in the first leg, you know, we've got to go back and revisit those and make sure that we put those things back in place like we did on Sunday. And we need to go and do that from the start against Newcastle. And as I say, we know they're going to play hard, they're going to be tough, and this is much a mental game, so really mentally we have to be really, really prepared for them. And the good thing is we have a lot of players who haven't played Newcastle before. They haven't any history with Newcastle, so as far as they're concerned, they don't care. So we're going to go out there, yes, we'll respect them, but we're not going to fear them.